Is help finally on the way for the healthcare crisis on the North Island? Port Hardy Mayor Pat Corbett-Labatt said Island Health Hospitals in Port Hardy and Port McNeil will be getting renovations with the Stantec contracting firm overseeing the work, and we have two new physicians who have started working in Port Hardy with Island Health, and are starting to work in the ER. New RNs have been hired, they're training the RNs in emergency, and the LPN positions are filled up at Eagle Ridge. Corbett-Labatt said, while this is good news, unfortunately there's still not enough trained RNs to get our ER open, but every meeting I say, we want it 24/7, we want it 24/7. She added that at the upcoming Association of Vancouver Island and Coastal Communities meeting in Victoria, Port McNeil Mayor James Fernie and Alert Bay Mayor Dennis Buchanan will be joining her to talk with Island Health and lobby hard for our communities. People have asked me why is Port McNeil, hospital, the one that's open 24/7 and why isn't Port Hardy, she said, stating that while Port Hardy has a bigger population, I want to remind people Alert Bay still isn't open 24/7, so Port McNeil is kind of the central one. She added if someone is evacuated from Alert Bay they're sent to the Port McNeil hospital before anywhere else. Read also. North Island First Nations pled for help tackling mental health crisis.